Recording. So last night, Paramandala talked about being activated by an image, specifically the image of the roots in the sky, but that applies to any image. And our responses, our resonances, not in a sort of cognitive way, but just allowing it to have its effect on us in a way. So before the morning meditations, I'll either just have a line or a short poem, and I just invite you to allow that to have an effect, Until Paramana used that phrase, I wasn't thinking in those terms, but I was thinking, yeah, that's what I've been doing. I've been quite often just having a line, and it's been kind of coming into my being, into my body, and sometimes I come back to it or not. Sometimes it's in my psyche, and sometimes I'm just there with the breath and the body, but it's quite nice sometimes to allow yourself to open, be receptive, and see whether or not a particular word or phrase or image does have that effect on us, or any effect on us. So I'll be starting out this week with some teachings from Padmasambhava. Each time, just a sentence, and just seeing whether or not it has an effect. So, some may be very familiar and some less, but we'll start with a classic from his advice to the three fortunate women. Disposing yourself to be physically calm. As in an empty house, the raindrops slowly gather. Relax. Do not force your mind or body. Unled period of meditation with bells to mark five stages. Thank you. so we'll end there. Just leave quietly, given that some people may be meditating still. And at 10:30, Armando will be leading a session.